Jan Pomarski, thank you so much for agreeing to meet with me. You are the Pro Vice Chancellor of the Postgraduate and Transnational Education here at Warwick. And I'd like to ask you, first of all, a little bit about your role within Warwick and what you like about it.
So what I like about my role is that it is a genuinely across university role that covers both teaching and research. I look after postgraduate students in all aspects, so it's about the quality assurance of the degrees that we provide, but I also am really keen on promoting the student experience both within departments and beyond the departments. So postgraduate students are looked after first and foremost by departments, and that is absolutely right, but there is a huge added value that the university has in the spaces that we provide and in the community we can create beyond the departments, and that is something I'm very, very keen to enhance. The second aspect of my role is that of transnational education, and that is really to enhance the international experience that students can have both at Warwick and beyond Warwick. A huge proportion of our students are international, and especially at the postgraduate arena, I think around 50% of our master's students are international. That's an incredible asset for us, and there is a huge opportunity for us to bring international students and British students together to really get them to learn from each other and benefit from the experience that they can bring to the university.
Thank you. As a new postgraduate student coming to Warwick, so one that has not done a BA and continued, but a new student, what do you think are the particular challenges that they may face being international or more local when they join a new environment as a postgraduate student? So what do you think is going to be particularly important for the university to support them through?
So I think the first, there are some immediate challenges which are around some bread and butter things, finding accommodation, finding how everything works, where the library is, what the library does, what the department does, who the supervisor is. So there are some basic and really important things that I think we really must make sure that we provide and where the information is there right from the beginning. I think there are some issues beyond that about the friendships that people will make, the quality of the supervision that students get when they come here. And I think one of the things that we need to be really mindful of is that students, in my view, can really thrive if both the academic supervision is the best it can possibly be, but also if students are happy in their social context and if they really feel they can fulfill their true potential here with us. And those two things have to be there.
Yeah, I agree completely. It's very important. And what do you think is possibly the thing that Warwick does particularly well when offering this academic and social support for its postgraduate students? Is there a real strong point that you're particularly proud of, or is there a general basis that you think they fall back on and do well? It's a tricky question.
So first of all, I am really impressed by the quality of the students that we attract. We have very, very high standards. We do not make any compromise in our admissions. And I think it shows in the students that you and I meet every day. Yeah. They're great students. They're academically really at the top of where they could be. And so that's the first real strength that we have. I also think that we have some great strengths in the facilities that we provide. For instance, the international office and the real understanding the international office has of these students and the support it presents to international students. We have some fantastic spaces, and and it's not just about the spaces that we have at the university level, but also the experience and the expertise we have in supporting these spaces. So I'm talking about the Wolfson Research Exchange in the library. I'm talking about the teaching grid. I'm talking about the PG Hub. So they are a great resource. I think our students' union is fantastic, mm-hmm. and really has to be one of the best students' unions in the country, in the support they give to students and the opportunities that students have to thrive. So those are just three.
Fantastic, thank you. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the Postgraduate Welcome Week, mm-hmm. That's coming into play. Have we had one of these before?
We have developed this gradually.
Yes.
Last year, we already had a few welcome events for postgraduate students before the term started. But this year, it's the first time that we have a whole week dedicated for all postgraduate students, in addition to the international orientation.
So what can we look forward to in that week as sort of incoming postgraduate students? What is the week going to hold? Is it very similar to a freshers week, where it's mainly social events? Is that the kind of thing that will be offered?
So we have provided a quite clearly structured but varied menu of events that are themed around getting to know the university, getting to know each other, looking at the facilities that we provide, so that there's hopefully something in it for everyone, and where we really have thought very long and hard about what the first things are that students really need to know and need to do when they arrive before the work starts in earnest next week. So there are lots of social events, there are movie screenings, there are events focused around getting to know the local area. So there's a really rich variety of offerings, and thus far pretty much all our sessions have been booked out, so it's been a great success.
So there's definitely demand for it there. The week sounds absolutely like a fantastic venture. And obviously this is fairly new as a full week. Where do you see the further potential of weeks like this, or further integration between postgraduate students and undergraduate students? Because of course there is some overlap, and I know many as an undergraduate, and there are mixes, particularly in the local towns outside campus where most of the postgraduate students live. But do you think there's further potential for integration between undergraduate students and postgraduates, both to sort of support each other academically perhaps and socially?
So I think there are two issues. So the first, one of the ways in which I would like to develop our experience that we've gained from this week further is that there are other touch points in the postgraduate cycle throughout the coming years that we can look at supporting better. So for instance, around Easter time, most of our master's students will switch from an intensive teaching experience to an intensive research experience. And it would be really good to see if we can actually think about a touch point, a kind of mini sort of induction or induction reboot, as it were, to really support our students in that way. This is really work in progress, but that's just, so there are other ways in which we can look at an even more intercultural experience for that first week that we can look at providing next year, for instance. As for undergraduates and postgraduates, I think that there are wonderful ways in which we can think about encouraging our postgraduate taught students to have mentoring schemes, for instance, for undergraduate students.
Exactly.
You could imagine a mentoring scheme that whereby postgraduate master students help undergraduate students mentoring them in their research dissertations, for instance, in their final year.
Mm-hmm.
They might be a source of advice for students who might want to study further at master's level. So there are really very important ways in which we can take that further.
So, I mean, there's a lot of room to grow. For example, that really interesting mentoring idea between the two. So maybe asking postgraduates to really take an interest and use the resources that the undergraduates can provide for them, particularly in fields of research when, you know, they are a great resource. So thank you so much. I'd just like to end with talking about the importance of Warwick's international and globalised links to its postgraduate students. What is the importance of having a university where 50% of its postgrads are international? What are the benefits of that?
The first and most important significance of this is that your degree from Warwick counts internationally, and that it is recognised amongst the leading institutions in the world, and that is something that cannot be underestimated. Mm-hmm. Secondly, there are huge opportunities for your research if you're a student, because it means that our academics are incredibly well networked around the world, and if your research should take you abroad because there is a research lab somewhere that does the sort of things that you do, or if there are other advisors that you might need to talk to, then we can really help you make those links. But I think there's also a huge opportunity for you if you don't travel, intend to travel abroad, because we are a hugely international community here, and it means, and we've thought long and hard about what internationalization and intercultural communication means for our own students. And so we have a huge number of international societies that really help bring some international life into our campus. There are huge opportunities in One World Week, for instance, for all of our students to get involved. And so our students can really, if they're from the UK, for instance, they can really learn about other cultures, other countries, other ways of doing things, and they can form international links for life.
Thank you so much, Ian Pomalski, the Pro Vice-Chancellor of the Postgraduate and Transnational Education. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.